Hello everyone and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host GK Nyambura and I will always be forever and ever till death do us part. This is gonna be my podcast forever. You guys are my hosts for life. Okay, hi, how are you? I wanted to talk about self-loving. I have a very short life where I've spent loving myself. Yeah, I'm coming. My mom is calling me to eat. Anyway, listen. So I have a really short span of time in my life that I've been using to love myself. And I remember when I was in Strathmore, that was like back in 2018, is when I realized that I was a bit depressed. I was very emotional. I was very sad. In fact, my blog was doing very well because that's how you know a depressed person. That's how you know a depressed person, man. That blog was doing numbers. Yeah. And the shit I was writing was just so sad, man. So sad. But even when it was sad, it was just from a POV of a person who's very obviously trying to understand what's going on with them and to try and get better. So how did this all start? I fell. I was playing with Stacey in the house where we used to live in together, me, Stacey, and Erica. And I fell and I sat on my hand. So for the next couple of days, my arm was in pain. And then I noticed that it was becoming a bit swollen. So I went to the sanatorium. Is it called a clinic or a sanatorium? Okay. The school clinic, you know? Yeah. So I went and, well, I was being checked. The doctor was like, oh, yeah, okay, fine. Your arm is going to be okay. I was given, like, a little ointment to pack up. And then he said, but is there anything else? You seem unhappy. You seem sad. Bruh, as soon as he said that, I just bawled. Because I was like, how can you, a stranger, know that I'm so sad and people around me don't know like that? Like, how did you know that? Anyway, he was like, I'm going to write you a note. You'll have to see a therapist, have at least one session, and this one will be on my bursary. You get a health bursary when you pay school fees to Strath. I mean, it's the least they can do after making me pay 220K for school fees for one semester. Yeah, a therapist is the least you can do for me, to be honest. So he told me that I had to go see a therapist or he'd call my parents. And I was like, damn, you really gave me no choice. So that Friday, I went to see a therapist. She used to come to school for me, actually. So it was an extra cost. But I had therapy for as long as I could. And when we first had that meeting, like when we had our first meeting, I was sitting there and she was talking to me and she asked me, so what are you on about? And I remember just crying and telling her things and how I feel about stuff and all of this and the other. And then at the end, she just said, you know, Nyambura, you don't love yourself. Bruh, that was like the most heartbreaking thing I'd ever had at that moment. Because how do you mean I don't love myself? What do you mean? Is that even a thing? Like, I have to love myself? And she was like, yeah, you don't love yourself. So the next, I took a journey. Like, I went on a self-love journey. Because I was like, I need to figure out what this self-loving is. Because I was so desperate to heal. I was the type to ask people, how long does this heartbreak last? How long will this and that happen for me? How long till I'm happy again, you know? And obviously it's relative and very subjective to everybody, but still, when you're hurting, you don't get that. It can't just go through your scalp. So I just kept asking people, when do you think this will be over? When do you think I'll be better again? How long till this is over? And when she said I don't love myself, I went home and I researched. Like, she used to give me assignments. She told me to go home and journal and write things I love about myself. And I remember crying so hard because I was like, I don't love anything. Oh my god, I said I didn't love anything. Oh yeah, I was really sad. That was the saddest therapy I'd ever had, which is so crazy because last year I had an incident and I had to go back to therapy and I didn't cry once because I knew I was right. I still know I'm right. I'm still right. Like, that's the one thing no one can make me feel bad about because I'm right. Like, I have proof and not just proof. Like, I have audio proof. How can you have proof for a person admitting guilt and then the whole world is trying to make me feel bad? Isn't this what I've been taught, that even if I'm the only one going against the grain and I'm the only one standing my ground and standing my truth, and the whole world is moving left while I'm moving right, as long as I'm right, then it doesn't matter. But, you know, it's all good talk and fancy until you have to actually do it and live it. It's very easy for you to fall into depression because there are so many people against you, you know. But that I didn't get depressed. I didn't get depressed. I was holding my head high still. I did not quit the platforms that were really toxic for me, though. But I mean, I quit Twitter, but I didn't really take time off of social media, which is what I love to do, and I love to document my life. So I did not quit. But I feel genuinely that the self-love that I acquired after 2018, when I went to therapy that first time, has held me until now. Until then. It held me until then. Obviously, at some point, I started to feel like I'm breaking and I need to fill my cup more. Which is why I said that in 2023, I wasn't going to go to school. I was just going to do stuff I love. Like, so I'm going to get into acting. I'm going to go to pottery class. I'm going to do things only I love, that I love, you know. And I want to be in touch with myself. So when I researched about self-love, I realized that I need to literally treat myself with love. I literally need to go out of my way to be kind to myself, to stop with all the negative self-talk. I needed to stop interacting with people who made me feel like shit. I needed to stop people pleasing. I needed to literally take a moment, breathe, and think about me and what I want and what I love and what's good for me. And sometimes you picking what's good for you isn't always the best feeling. Sometimes it can be really excruciating. Case in point, if you have to go to another country to study, obviously, it's excruciating. It's good for you, but it's excruciating pain because you're leaving all the life that you've known and all the people that you love, and you're going to have to start your life all over again. So that can be a bit, you know, excruciating. Bro, I've said the word excruciating so much in this episode. I need to find a replacement word. It just can be a weird experience for you, but it can be hurtful, obviously. But you have to choose things that are good for you. And the same with leaving a bad relationship. Like, you might be thinking, you might have a trauma bond, for example, with this person. And it's really hard to leave trauma bonded relationships. I can tell you that for a fact. So, you need to take a step back and actually love yourself like you would someone that you love. Like, think about, and my mom is the one who told me this, that someday I was crying on a phone call with my mom and I was like, I'm really upset, I'm so sad. And she was like, what's going on? So I couldn't tell her because it was about a boy who was being so stupid. God, if I told my mom, she'd just be like, where are you? I'm coming for you and you're going to Nyeri. You're going to Nyeri. So yeah, so my mom was, I did not tell her what was going on, but she told me, okay, fine, I'm going to leave you with this. Just treat yourself how you would your daughter. And I'm just thinking, like, do you know how much I would love my daughter? Are you playing games? Are you playing games? Nigga, are you playing games with me, bitch? Huh? Nah. I know I would go far and beyond. I would climb the greatest heights for my daughter. And I just thought, wow, why do I never do that for myself? Ugh. So in 2018, I started with the basics, which was like skincare. I used to have a friend who was so into skincare, and I just kind of looked at her products. And mostly it was like natural shit. So she had like a lot of herbal oils, and that's what I bought. And I just like, take care of myself. Like, usiku I bought even a charcoal mask. I bought a charcoal mask. I bought a bunch of masks, and I just wear them jioni when I go home as I listen to my favorite music while I sing along in the bathroom, and I just I became a woman. And I realized that embracing your femininity is also a really great part of self-loving. I don't know if I'm addressing another male, but even if you're a male, I feel like embracing your masculinity will take you so many places. But embrace it emotionally. Like, don't just embrace the toxicity in the masculinity. Embrace it like a woman. Feel the shoes of a woman while you embrace your masculinity. And I feel like just take care of yourself. Do that face routine. Do that. Call your friend. Tell them you love them. Like, give a brother a hug. Give a sister a hug. You know? Hang around people who love you. People who treat you with respect. People who think you're worthy of mutual respect, you know? And people you can coexist with. And I just love that I get to experience life from a perspective of people that love me. I'm living my life from a perspective of people that love me. And I will only do things for me that a person that loves me would do for me or would think is best for me to do. You know? So, self-love has been such a great journey for me, to be honest. And to love myself the way that I do right now has come from so many, many years of self-hate and unfruitful days with myself, where I just sat in my own little corner and I was very sad and I was upset. I was self-harming. I was smoking cigarettes and burning myself with it was just a really trigger warning, of course. I'm so sorry if I triggered you. But I was in such a dark space. It was so crazy, overdosing. Bruh, I can't even imagine doing that right now. I love myself so much. It's taken me so long. And now I feel like I'm so worthy. I'm so deserving of this. Like, I'm so deserving of the love that I give to myself. And that I consciously decide every morning to love myself. And to be there for myself. And to choose things that are good for me. And people who are good for me as well. It's just been such a journey. Oh my God. Excuse me. I want to tell you guys something else, but I've forgotten. Let me come back and remember. I don't remember what I was going to say, but I'm going to give you a list of things that I do to love myself and that maybe you could try and incorporate in your life to probably feel good about yourself, better about yourself. Even first thing I do is I spend my money. This is not that finance account that you're going to listen to financial tips on how to be. Go and listen to Just Ivy after this, please. But spend your money, baby. Like, buy clothes that make you look nice. Clothes that make you feel sexy. Clothes that make you embrace your body. You know, clothes that look good to other people as well. I don't know. There's just something about dressing up that makes me feel so, not like shit like that. Like, I'm not in the pits like that. That, so there's that. And then there's I call my friends. I hang around people who love me. I try my best to avoid, I've also been told by my friends that I'm not a nice person. Like, I'm kind, but I'm not nice. And that's a bit crazy to me because I thought I was so nice. And then my friends were like, no, you kind of do have a resting bitch face when you're not interacting with someone. And I was like, Walai? Stacey told me that the other day. Erica mentioned it a few weeks ago. Laura has told me this before. I'm beginning to think it's true. But just sitting down and thinking, shit, that's nice. I don't let just anybody around me, to be honest. I don't want just anybody around me. And you need to sit down and decide who's just anybody. Who are these people who don't deserve you? And also think about the people around you and people you want to love. And sometimes when you start to love yourself, you attract people of the same vibration. You know, so when you're existing on an I love you so much I love myself so much kind of level, taking myself out on dates and loving myself, you know, buying myself a cocktail here and there, treating myself to a nice movie, like go to the cinema by yourself, get drunk or some shit, just go do some shit with yourself that will make you feel, wow, that was so nice. You know, just you. Learn how to live with yourself. Learn how to be happy and content by yourself. And I feel like that's one thing I never really had to work on, because I'm an only child. So I had to live with the silence. Like, I had to cope with being with me all the time. So I feel like I was advantaged in that department. But I feel like it's a really good start for you as well, to just love yourself enough to be comfortable enough in your own silence and your own space. And that's important, because you need to sit down and internalize other things that you love. For example, I'm into pottery, so I joined a pottery class. I'm into music. I've been trying out gigs on acting. Like, I've been going for auditions. I've been going out with my friends. Like, I've sat and I've internalized how a happy life for me would look like. And I'm so happy that I keep living my life every day, knowing that I'm existing in a space that child me, like baby Nyambura, would be so happy and proud of. It just makes me so happy, bro. Like, I'm living my wildest dreams and I love it. And that I've been able to provide that for myself emotionally, because most of it is largely emotional. Ugh, it's soothing. Even when I journal and I only have nice things to say about myself, and even when I have a bad thing to say, it's like, I need to fix this. It's not a, fuck, I'm so like this, why am I so like this? No, I literally come correct. I have to address myself with respect. I'm not just anybody. And then again, I've actually remembered what I wanted to say about people who talk down on you. You need to make friends with people who you consider important. Like, you see that person in your class who you think, wow, why is she so cool? Or why is he so smart? You know, hang around those people. So that when a dumb fuck in the fucking hostel wants to tell you you're stupid or some shit, you'll be like, first of all, do you know who thinks I'm not stupid? Then think about the important people in your life who think so highly of you. Then ask yourself, is this bozo going to be the one to come and ruin my fucking existence because of this shit? Like, why would anyone just come to tell you some shit like that? You know, no one should insult you like that. So degrade them in your mind. Honestly, you don't have to get even into like an altercation. Just in your head, just think, this is probably the dumbest bitch I've ever heard of in my life, or ever had the misfortune of encountering. Degrade them. Like, anyone who looks down on you, just look at them in disgust in your mind. Literally puke, bro. Literally puke inside your own stomach. Hate them, genuinely. Like, that's the advice that I have. If anyone is trying to make you feel bad, look at their insecurities and literally degrade them in your mind. You don't have to tell them, of course, because then again, you get into an altercation and now you have a situation with some stupid bitch. You don't want to have an altercation with a stupid bitch. So that's really worked out for me, and it's worked out great that when someone wants to talk some shit on me, especially on the internet, I look at them and I'm like, who the fuck are you? Like, sit back down, sir. Who the fuck are you? Like, unaniambia nini wewe? Literally. So it's helped me a lot. It's a nice defense mechanism. I start to think, oh my God, you know, Kerry Wahu is my friend. Kerry thinks I'm important and that I'm smart and I'm beautiful. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck is this bitch trying to tell me some shit? You know? Yeah. I'm like, Nkosi thinks I'm beautiful and smart, and this bozo wants to I think Laura thinks that I'm this and that, and this hoe, this son of a bitch I've never had the opportunity to encounter has so much to say. It's crazy. So, like, just look at them like they're stupid in your mind. Just compartmentalize, yes, compartmentalize your thoughts with shit like that. Just think, oh my God, why are you talking and who are you addressing? Na techno. Style up, please. Literally, you know that na techno style up thing. Literally, like that. Just think, who the fuck are you with your little techno shit? Of course, no hate to technos. I need a techno sponsorship if you're listening to this. Anyway, I think we've come to the end of our little episode. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. And I hope to talk to you guys soon. Bye.